Some veterans who attended the rally want to scale back America's global military presence. Robert Mello has served in the Marine Corps, and he hopes that veterans will receive better treatment when they return home.
107,000 veterans that are homeless.
Veterans that are homeless.
In these United States.
In these United States.
Every 80 minutes.
Every 80 minutes.
Every 80 minutes.
Every 80 minutes.
A veteran commits suicide.
A veteran commits suicide.
We have failed them.
We have failed them.
We never again.
We'll never again.
We'll never again.
We'll never again.
Because we're aware.
Because we're aware.
They're the 99.
They're the 99.
Just like us.
Just like us.
He also would like to see America begin to lead by example, a method which he said is essential to effective leadership.
We don't want these other countries to have nuclear weapons. Why not get rid of our arsenal? Or hang on to a half a dozen. We don't need that many. How much money does it cost to take care of these nukes?
Yvonne Goujalet is from Tampa, but she lives in New York. She camped out for the first night of Occupy Wall Street and has been touring other Occupy movements along the East Coast. She visited the Occupy Tampa General Assembly last night and was impressed with what she saw, but her main focus has now become Occupy DC, which she hopes will unite with an ongoing anti-war movement there.
There was one camp that was already set up for like an anti-war, and they had already had a permit before Occupy Wall Street began. And then when Occupy Wall Street happened, there were people in the community that were like, oh wait, we have to do our own. We have to do our own. So they set up camp to do this occupation, but then a couple days later, the people that had the permit started their occupation. So there's actually two occupations like down the street from each other in DC, and it's totally, totally crazy, and I want to bring them together.
A man named John Sherman is vacationing in Tampa from Columbus, Ohio. He gave words of encouragement to the group. It is his belief that their collective decision-making process has the power to change society.
When our society says it is okay,
when our society says it is okay
for banks to continue to give out bonuses of $1 million, I have a problem.
I have a problem.
Okay, then you have a problem. You just confessed it. Okay? You have a problem. But what you're doing cannot be measured. It cannot be measured. You can change a nation with your minds. It is not about what you do on an individual basis. It's what you do on a collective basis. A thought here, a thought from this person, a thought from that person, a sense of determination from this person. You bring all that together, you will succeed. It's not optional. You will succeed.
But it has been difficult for the Occupy Tampa movement to gain a strong foothold in a physical space where they can visibly bring these issues to the rest of the public. There have been more than 24 arrests as protesters have tried to claim public parks like Kylie Garden. Nick Windholtz has been arrested for trying to take that park, but said the group has had a change of strategy.
We've kind of backed off just a little bit, or I would say re-strategized to live to fight another day. None of us dedicated people want to rack up all these arrests before we need to. And so this was just a test to see what happened. The first 8 of us were catched and released, and then they started arresting people under bail money, and they wanted to not catch and release everybody, which we were hoping what would happen, because if they kept doing that, I'd still be up there getting arrested. But I don't want to waste our donation money on bail, or all of our donation money on bail.
Once they get their numbers up, Occupy Tampa will attempt to hold on to a park consistently. Greg Preem said the General Assembly has consented to this strategy.
December 1st, we're going to begin an occupation and for at least a month, and that's all I can really say for now.
So far, the group has focused almost exclusively on exercising their First Amendment rights and risking arrest for a park. But Ben Shiru proposed that this Thursday the group march down to Robert Watkins & Company, an accounting firm that is home to 39 political action committees. Shiru said that such concentrated political power should be the very focus of their local protest.
And they advise well over 50 political action committees in total. They say that they provide a reliable and durable mailing address for all their clients. And it is illegal for these political action committees to coordinate with each other directly, but they say sharing the same address doesn't mean they are. Right. All right. If the Occupy movement is serious about getting money out of politics, this group needs to be target number one. This House is exactly how the 1% influences elections in the U.S. This is not how democracy works. This is plutocracy. This is rule by the rich. So let's show them what democracy looks like.